As you know, Pandora is the fifth moon of the gas giant Polyphemus. And gas giant is also what people call me after I eat at Satuli Canteen. That is absolutely not who we asked for.
Well, it's actually even better. See, it's the Charmin of Sean.
You're in a mech warrior type of thing. It has the bayonet so you can stab them.
Wow.
You can shoot them and keep score. There are no rides at Animal Kingdom to keep score.
I mean, some drivers on the safari, maybe. Calte travelers, this is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for May 27th, 2022. And of course, May 27th is this year, 2022, the fifth anniversary of Pandora, the world of Avatar. We celebrated the fifth anniversary on our Thursday comedy variety show, WDW News Tonight, as you just saw the package for. And yeah, you should check that out, and we're going to leave this set up for a couple days so we could celebrate with all of you this great anniversary. But let's get to the news. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, of course, is now open at Epcot at the time you're seeing this show, and individual Lightning Lane prices have been revealed. They will start at $17. After the holiday weekend, starting on May 31st, the individual Lightning Lane price will drop to $14. We may, of course, see it go back to $17, however, during weekends and holidays, such as the upcoming July 4th. Guests don't have to purchase a Lightning Lane in order to access the ride. Of course, they can instead sign up for the virtual queue, which will open at 7 a.m. and again at 1 p.m. each day. 7 a.m. you can be out of the park. 1 p.m. though, remember, you have to be in. Before executives told Walt Disney Imagineering to create a Guardians of the Galaxy ride for Epcot, Imagineers were in fact developing a coaster based on the Big Bang. They were also already developing the idea of an Omni-coaster system, eventually what was used for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Imagineer Wyatt Winter revealed the original idea during the interview with D23, saying, quote, "We had the idea for, we didn't even call it the Omni Coaster then, but a coaster that we could turn and rotate you into the show. So the idea, along with an idea for a coaster that was about the Big Bang, singularity, kind of going through the cosmos, those were two ideas that were out there." Winter said they got the call to put Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot, and quote, "We kind of mashed all those ideas together." Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, of course, is now open. It replaced the Universe of Energy, which closed in 2017. This is fascinating that they were, in fact, thinking about actually building a non-IP thrill ride at Epcot again. And weird enough, next to Mission Space, they were going to do just like, oh, we'll just do a second space attraction. It's really interesting that this was not going to be an IP thing. And then, you know, obviously Bob Chapek was in charge of Parks and Resorts at the time, and the edict was, you know, to include intellectual properties in everything they could. They told Imagineering specifically, there was an infamous day where they said, your job is to leverage intellectual properties that the company owns. That is your job at Imagineering. Not to create, you know, immersive experiences so much, but really to leverage those properties. And so they took something that was probably very Epcot and made it kind of un-Epcot, and now it is this. In the end, as a business decision, probably for the best. People like Guardians of the Galaxy. They're going to show up. I know we're in the minority that care about the thematic integrity of Epcot, but, you know, it is what it is. Let us know in the comments. Do you think it would have been better as a Epcot, you know, specific concept where it was about edutainment, or is it better off that it's Guardians? Let us know below. Guests can once again take a ride on a horse-drawn trolley down Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom. Though other Main Street vehicles returned to service last year, the trolley was still reserved for the Dapper Dan performances and characters. Like other Main Street vehicles, the trolley usually only operates in the morning. And cast members told us that the trolley is only in testing right now with just two runs each morning. But it is nice to see guests back on board. Did you know you can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT? Well, you can. You get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the Wigs members watching who make this show happen each and every week. Disney has released a look at the food and drinks coming to H2O Glow After Hours at Typhoon Lagoon, which begins this Saturday, including a Miss Tilly Sipper. This is one of the greatest things I have ever seen. The Miss Tilly Sipper Cup will be available at the event with a non-alcoholic specialty beverage, which you can get a tropical gusher at the Tropicalamity cart, a pina colada or strawberry colada at Low Tide Lose, the pina colada or the tropical storm at Leaning Palms, and the geyser lemonade at Typhoon Tilly's. There is no price yet for this sipper. We don't know what it will cost, but we know it is event exclusive. We are going to the event on Saturday night to cover the first one of the summer, and we'll bring you all the coverage. We'll give you the price. We'll show you what the sipper looks like, what we think of it, and so much more coverage from the event, so stay tuned for that. But you guys watch this channel. You see me unbox that Japan merchandise all the time. This feels like a Japan item. It is so thoughtful and perfect and looks so detailed. Kudos to the food and beverage team. This is magnificent. More things like this, please. More park-specific, really cool popcorn buckets and cups. This is a great souvenir. A child waited alone at a Disney Springs restaurant bar last month after his mother got drunk and abandoned her child. Restaurant employees became concerned about the child and contacted law enforcement, who tracked down his missing mother. She was so intoxicated that she had been taken to a nearby hospital, according to a sheriff's report. The mother, Rosanna Nancy Mezzarina Meza, 42, of Clearwater, Florida, was arrested for child neglect. The report doesn't state the age of the child. Mezzarina and her son sat down together at the bar at the T-Rex Cafe around 8:45 p.m. on April 16th. She ordered two Grey Goose vodka drinks that evening, her arrest report said, and within 30 minutes of arriving at T-Rex, Mezzarina asked the bar staff if she could leave her son there so she could go back to the car and get her credit card. She came back 10 minutes later. Then she told the staff she was going back to her car a second time to get her credit card again. Only this time, she didn't come back. It took an hour to figure out where she was. Mezzarina left behind her fanny pack, which contained receipts showing she bought five double Grey Goose vodka drinks earlier in the day. Eventually, authorities pieced together Mezzarina's whereabouts, and after leaving the T-Rex Cafe the second time, she was, quote, severely intoxicated at the Lime parking garage. Reedy Creek first responders took her to the hospital in celebration. Mezzarina was mostly asleep and didn't ask for her child at the hospital, the report said, adding she had briefly mentioned she lost her son before she was transported to the hospital. We reached out to Mezzarina's attorney for comment to tell her side of the story. We did not hear back. The child said he and his mother spent the day at the Hilton Orlando before going to the restaurant. And last week, Mezzarina pleaded not guilty to child neglect, a third-degree felony. According to Orange County Circuit Court records, her trial is scheduled for August 15th. She's currently being held in jail. Orange County Corrections Department's online inmate database showed that. Quote, it should be noted that Mezzarina is currently on felony probation in Clearwater for child neglect until 2024. Special conditions of her probation include no bars as well as no alcohol, said the sheriff's report. For her previous offense, Mezzarina was celebrating her son's birthday at T-Rex Cafe on January 14th, 2021. So to sum this up for you at home, you're not mishearing me. She had been charged with this before for a similar incident at the same Disney Springs restaurant. This has happened twice, and now she's going to, it is a wild and wacky story for sure. But that's the real story. Twice at the same restaurant in a very short amount of time. Pretty crazy. Shanghai Disneyland has been closed since March 21st due to the continuing lockdown, which is now entering its eighth week. But now photos have surfaced on Twitter depicting the state of the park's landscaping and character topiaries as crews have been unable to perform upkeep around the park. These images come courtesy of Twitter user at @RCDClub, who shared them publicly. The somewhat shocking and almost apocalyptic photos show the state of two character topiary sets in the Gardens of Imagination. The first shows Donald and Daisy, whose forms are much less defined than they were 2 months ago. And around the topiaries, the flowers which used to accent the pair are now gone and almost entirely overgrown with weeds and grass peeking in. This is how the topiaries appeared when the parks were still open earlier in the year. As you can see, the tulips which used to flank the pair behind are now entirely gone. The same fate seems to have met Chip and Dale, who are both even more overgrown with weeds and even small bushes where baby trees used to be. Weeds and grass are now where the flowers used to be as well. Seeing these really goes to show how much work Disney's landscaping teams put into these things 365 days a year without the proper maintenance in a very short amount of time. This is what it looks like. Between that and that classic Shanghai smoggy sky, it does look like the end of the world in these photos. Kind of creepy. Shanghai's lockdown is currently set to begin relaxing in early June with the goal of being fully reopened by the end of June for the South China Morning Post. The country is famously holding on to and doubling down on its dynamic zero COVID strategy to prevent any and all transmission of the coronavirus through extensive and constant testing as well as aggressive lockdowns. As of now, there is no reopening date set for Shanghai Disney. When Hong Kong Disneyland first unveiled the completion of the Castle of Magical Dreams in 2020, they promised a new nighttime show would follow. Now the park is finally ready to debut the new show, Momentous, next month. Momentous is set over the span of six chapters with about 150 Disney characters from close to 40 various Walt Disney Animation Studios as well as Pixar Animation Studio stories through different special stages in life. Starting with those precious first moments to encompassing life's greatest experiences, achievements, and difficulties, through it all, guests are reminded to treasure those with whom they share the journey of life and all the adventures along the way. With a soaring overture, the castle transforms into a beautiful, ornate timepiece. Its magic-infused fountains embody the ever-flowing waters of time, revealing meaningful moments from the beloved Disney animated films. An original song, Love the Memory, has been created specifically for the spectacular, a soaring anthem encouraging guests to celebrate life's many memorable moments together and to live each one to the fullest. In an ever-changing world, guests are especially reminded to take time to appreciate their families and loved ones and to treasure life's joyful moments and finally look forward to the encouraging future ahead for all. Momentous seemingly brings multi-sensory experiences together to create a breathtaking, never-before-seen nighttime storytelling experience from a world-class international and local team. The stunning combination of effects work together like a choreographed performer in their own right, adding texture, expression, and excitement to the whole production. Various techniques are used, such as projection mapping technology, choreographed fountains, illuminated water projection, lasers, theatrical lighting, pyro, and firework effects, breaking new ground and setting new standard for multimedia performances at Hong Kong Disneyland. And for the first time ever, Hong Kong Disneyland will present a large-scale projection mapping technology show, bringing the Castle of Magical Dreams to life. Guests will watch in amazement as the castle's features are highlighted and transformed into parts of the story as the narrative unfolds. And you can look out for many of the castle's transitions throughout the show, seeing the castle tower transform into the iconic Big Ben as Peter Pan and Wendy fly off to Neverland. And watch out for the castle even morphing into towering trees with dangling vines. Guests will also witness the castle changing from being frozen in ice and snow to a haunted castle. And through the windows of the castle, guests might even spy the silhouettes of Disney couples in a candlelit glow. The beautiful fountains in the moat in front of the castle will encompass the likes of a choreographed dancer exhibiting beautiful movements coordinated with the animation, lighting, and other effects. And water fountains will reach soaring heights of up to 80 feet high and echo the show's central story themes of life as a flowing journey, timelessness, change, challenge, and beauty. In addition to the fountains, water will also be a visual theme in the projected media, giving guests an exciting new visual experience. Lighting and lasers are important tools in the show as well, and they're used to help add moments of pulsating excitement and, at other times, graceful romantic beauty to the entire storyline. Each lighting fixture is individually programmed to perform in harmony and coordination with all the other elements, helping to transform the Castle of Magical Dreams into a shining beacon during the show. Of course, guests can also turn memories of this spectacle into souvenirs by purchasing the special series of light-up merchandise items and T-shirts with reflective color effect in park and hotel shops. Some items can be personalized as well, allowing everyone to relive an unforgettable night of light, laughter, and love. Momentous encourages everyone to celebrate each stage of life and cherish being together with loved ones. It's a reminder that every momentous experience lives on in guests' hearts and shapes them into who they are meant to be. The show is set to debut in mid-June, although an exact date has not been provided. It looks pretty darn good. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. This show is also brought to you by the Carousel of Products at carouselproducts.com. Make sure you go over right now. We have a limited edition of just 100 pins celebrating the 5th anniversary of Pandora, the World of Avatar. You're looking at it now, and it celebrates the very long waits that Flight of Passage has experienced for now 5 years. It does feel like you waited 5 years sometimes. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, be sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the top stories in a quick, concise, and fun format. Then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/WDWNT or watch episodes on demand anytime. Or subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.